It's time for Truck Drivers Talking Trash. Now your hosts, Cross, the Lady, and Sheldon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Truck Driver Talking Trash Show. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? What is you doing over there?
My headphones are backwards.
Okay,
technical difficulties.
Man, come back off a long weekend and Lord have mercy.
Thank you so much, Sheldon. Appreciate you, my boy. Oh, you always want to turn like an anthill.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, second shift. Before we start our show, we got a couple of condolences we want to shout out. First is 45-year-old Carlos Vega, who passed away on Highway 84 over the weekend. He was 45 years old. It's a tragedy. So we'll give our condolences out to him and his family out of Enfield, Connecticut. And to Sheldon, he lost his aunt, Minnie Hamilton, lost her last week. So she was a member of, what's that church?
The First Cathedral.
First Baptist, correct?
Yeah, Baptist. It was the First Baptist Church in Hartford, Connecticut. And it's the 15th oldest Baptist church.
Wow. Okay.
Our condolences.
Give you my condolences to you, Sheldon. But we got a show to do. We're going to pick our spirits up. All right? We're going to wake up. You awoke?
I'm awake. I'm good.
You got your stuff together?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Okay. I'm feeling good. I had a beautiful week. Well, Saturday was crappy. You know, I got rained on. I got chased by dogs. Yeah, it's a normal day for a black man.
What kind of dog chased you?
German Shepherd. Oh. Man, I haven't ran in so long. I swear to God. Boy, and guess
what? Did you run?
Baby,
did you try?
No. I gallop.
You was getting the heck up out of there. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I had to be a little faster than the trot. But besides that, Sunday was beautiful. All the sun came out. Mm-hmm. So I took the Jeep, opened up the back of the Jeep.
Okay.
And I had the music playing. I had to spend some time with my daughter. I had to be a father.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was at the barbershop Saturday, pouring rain, me and the fellas. I got to get a shout out to Hill's Kitchen, Trina and Kim. Thank you for the beautiful lunch. Thank you, ladies.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you have?
I had shrimp and chicken.
Nice. Thanks for the invite.
Oh, yeah, but you're not coming over to New Haven. I was getting my hair cut.
Some food?
We get the phone conversations. We don't get the food.
Know what? No, I'm going to take y'all out.
We get a three-way. We don't get the food.
No. Y'all dead wrong. Because last time I wanted to take y'all out, you couldn't go nowhere, and he got lost.
I plead the fifth.
See, it's amazing I have amnesia. I know. I'm the boss. I understand that. I'm the host. Mm. But guess what? Used to back out. You have a love life, and I don't know what Sheldon be doing.
No, I have a lot of kids.
I don't know what Sheldon be doing. So y'all leave me hanging.
Big,
I'm always
little,
by myself.
Baby.
And shout out to Jay Fry's. I went there by myself, too, because you used to come.
Oh, you just
going to
rub it in.
Oh, yeah, because y'all don't like hanging with
Listen,
me.
Listen, Fry's treat
me like my children
my
now.
Right
y'all
now.
Got grown and want to mess with me.
We always got to sell the Celtic Cavern.
And they don't. And the kitchen don't close till 12.
Oh, man, y'all just leave me hanging.
Listen. We don't leave each other hanging. We just miss each other. We got to get that together.
We're just townies, man. You're always in Southern Connecticut.
Hey, that's home.
Yeah.
You know, I love the country. I love the peace. I love waking up to wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no gun smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Listen.
Hey, listen. I lived in the heart of the hood. I lived on Cedar. I lived on Cashage, Cedar, right in the heart of the hill. The heart, boom, boom, boom. Right in the heart of the hill.
Here we go.
You know, I'm telling you.
Here we go. Reminiscing.
And, let me tell you something, man.
Your glory days.
Big glory days.
Hey, listen.
Go on to see
I'm glad.
Jesus.
I'm glad I survived it. That's all I got to say.
For sure. We're glad you're here.
Never
you
would have made it.
Listen.
Y'all got jokes tonight. Oh, man.
He's ahead of our life. You know that.
Man. Hey, listen.
He's doing his big one in my life.
Thank you, Heavenly
right
Father.
Now.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that these people came prepared. They came awoke. Now,
don't do that.
And now it's time for y'all to get down to business.
You want
to
be spicy today.
Hey, Tammy, you had that chicken noodle soup. You sound better.
I think she had more than chicken noodle soup.
With the soda on the side.
Well, a lady never tells.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, anything happened over the weekend that you want to talk about?
Well, for starters, I'm still celebrating my daughter's birthday. Miss Imani, and hanging out with the youngsters a little bit, but I think I'm gonna put up my dancing shoes.
Okay, can I say something? Because I some of my best friends are Spanish. Why do Puerto Ricans celebrate Christmas all year long, and they celebrate birthdays all year long?
What?
Because
life
best
is a
friends,
celebration.
Check this out. My best friend is Isaac. I play dominoes with him and his family. Me and his sisters are our partners. Maria, shout out to Maria and the Rivera family and Isaac, the Rivera family. So anyway, we get together, we play dominoes. Maria's my partner. Oh yeah, Isaac, real quickly. Oh yeah, your sister's back from Puerto Rico. We can get it on. We can get it on this weekend. Go get your nephew. Go get your son. Go get Popo. Let's get it on and pop it. This is a personal beef, ladies and gentlemen. This is personal. Every time we get together, it's a beef. On that Domino's table.
I feel attacked with the Latin. I feel attacked because I definitely still got my Christmas tree up. I like looking at it. The lights are nice.
Man. You're just lazy.
It's like a nightlight.
You're just lazy.
No. So because I have 1,000 children, my house is set up in a certain way. And the living room has been revamped into the Queen's Castle. You know,
the love dungeon.
But, and because of that, you know, the Christmas tree was, like, in, like, my personal space. And I just like it. I like looking at it. It brings me back to my childhood. And
my Christmas tree went down right after Three Kings Day.
I don't do none of that. My kids are telling you, no lights, no trees. I don't do none of that.
Are you serious?
You, like, the Grinch or something?
Nah, Cash Money, baby. Quick, fast, and out your way.
Where was my Christmas gift?
Check this out.
My kids say, we ain't getting no Christmas gift this year. I'm so sorry. I was being selfish.
What? I am not laughing at that. You are horrible. You have no home training.
And my
zero.
Kids are like, my kids say, that broke daddy of us.
Wait, what is he driving? Pops in the truck?
You know, they're like, I'm broke.
He's driving
daddy
ice cream.
Give us nothing for
driving
Christmas.
Ice cream trucks. He cannot be delivering fuel. He is delivering ice cream cones.
Oh, hold on. We got to shout out one more person. We got to take our time. Excuse me 1 second. Nina, me and the team want to say, we want to say to Nina.
Hello, Nina.
Hello, Nina.
Say thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you for
very
everything.
Much.
Thank you for supporting the show.
No, thank you for that chopped barbecue. My gosh.
Nina, we want to thank you for feeding
this is
the team.
Pre-thank you for the next time you invite us over.
Literally. Please and thank you.
Yeah, so. And I got two other shout outs.
You're such a sweetheart.
I try to be,
You're
man.
You're such a sweetheart.
Because I'm a crummy dude. I am good. My friends would tell you, man. I got a big heart, but I'm crummy.
Any young
I'm lazy.
Bucket ears.
I don't got lazy.
Why?
Working all day, then I got to get prepared for
You're
the show.
Lazy.
I got to chase you two down. Ladies and gentlemen, they work for me, and I have to chase them down.
Well,
they don't return phone calls.
I was here at 6:11.
We ain't talking about tonight. We ain't talking about tonight.
Well,
we talk about when
listen,
I need to talk to you. Sit
there's
down.
No time machines. We can't go back in the past.
That's
let's like, stay. Let's
oh,
stay
man.
Focused, baby.
Well, I tell you, but you thank God I like you. No, what? I take that back. I love you too.
We love you as well.
Because you take time out of your
I'll
busy
speak
day.
For Sheldon.
Yeah, you know Sheldon ain't gonna say nothing.
Sheldon's just gonna talk his trash. Truck drivers talking trash.
So anyway, so I just want to thank you for your time, your patience. I just want to thank you both, because I know I'm hard to deal with. I know, but I'm not bossy. Don't you ever call me boss.
No, you are my boss.
No.
You're not the boss of me, but you are my boss.
I'm not the boss.
I have a boss.
Stop
now.
Making me blush. Stop.
I have a boss now.
Stop. Oh my God.
Sorry, guys.
Hard-headed woman.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I want to thank Miss Dixon too. While we at it, Miss Dixon. When I came back from North Carolina, she brought me a water bottle, a Bubba, and that was my first microphone. I used to practice on her kitchen table.
Oh, wow.
On the weekends and every other day, you know, just practicing. She's my witness.
Nice.
So I'm going to say shout out to Miss Dixon. Thank you, Miss Dixon, because, you know, you didn't have to open your doors up when I came back from North Carolina. Thank you so much, honey. I appreciate that.
Hey. Hey.
All right, Lee, we'll go to our first commercial break, and you listen to Truck Drivers Talking Trash Show.
Good job. Now back to Truck Drivers Talking Trash. Join the party, 203-333-9422.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Darren Cross, and I over here I got this lady, and I have Sheldon. So what happened in the news today? What happened that surprised everybody?
Talk to me.
Supreme Court. Mm. Donald Trump is going to be on all 50 states' ballots. He won.
Trump 2024.
That's what they're saying. Trump 2024.
Wait, he won.
He won his ruling.
Get paid. Get paid. Money's coming back on.
So people going to have to come out and vote. People going to really have to come out and vote.
Yeah, vote for Trump.
We don't do that here. We let people make their own minds up.
I'm voting for Trump.
I know you. You would. You're about to go find another job.
Sheldon's staying on business.
That sounds like discrimination.
Oh, you know I'm not going to do that. Come on. You know I'm a big man. Come on now. Listen.
I like Trump. I don't like the MAGA.
There's nothing wrong with that. Listen, what I tell you, man? Mm-hmm. I don't care what people. This is none of my business. Mm-hmm. I know that as long as you go out there and vote. You know, that's the most important thing. As long as you go out and vote.
I'm probably going to vote for Biden.
I don't get paid enough money to vote. I'm sorry. Say what I said.
Oh, somebody got paid you for your vote?
Yeah, I'm a woman. My man will vote.
Hey, you say that now until, like, Trump starts the Civil War.
I'm going to go hide in Africa.
No, don't say that. Don't talk crazy.
I'll go to Africa and hide.
Oh, man, please. Let's not do that. No. Oh, that is right.
Warm and sunny.
Her man is African.
Oh, here Congo. We go.
Congo. Bumbababe.
Don't do that.
That's King Joffrey nice. Joe.
Hey, listen.
But he's a talented young man. He's a stockbroker and...
I already throw rose petals at her feet.
After like, this show. Why should I tell you?
I know. Listen, that's my job.
I know.
That's
but
my job.
It's not your job to air my laundry.
Oh, okay.
Right. It ain't dirty. It's clean laundry. It got Downy in it, but you know
what? I'll let you bring it up in your love session. Yeah,
I'm dating.
Last week, you missed it, Sheldon. Last week at the end of the show, we was talking about cheating.
Oh, God.
Now,
talking about the peace outside of a relationship.
But hold on, check this out. There's nothing wrong. If a man and woman is single, they have their own crib.
Of course.
All right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with them seeing whoever they want to see with. They're grown.
It's nothing wrong with dating multiple people at once.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I think as soon as you call it something.
That's the thing. Once you say you committed, and you know, you got to be faithful.
Yeah, once there's a title, it's definitely honesty.
My reputation is terrible. You know, my reputation is terrible. And
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but my second wife, you know, she fixed it up, and it's still my reputation is still terrible.
Well, speaking of relationships and love, you know, I want to welcome y'all to the ladies' love session where we unpack some things about love, and I think, like, you know, some of these things personal to me, but you know, we all view love differently. And I think nowadays with the internet and dating online, a lot of love is long distance. And, you know, you're a trucker, you know, truckers get all the good money when they go out long distance.
Well,
it's rewarding to be gone for a while.
Well, I'm going to correct you on that. Me, as I got older, I do not want to be driving long distance by myself. If I could take my loved one, a lover, or a close friend with me,
mm-hmm.
I'll do that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really care, you know, how people feel, but I feel that at this age, I don't want to be on the road by myself.
Well, the thing about it is truckers are younger, getting younger and younger daily. And then even the sex, you know, the different men are not just truckers anymore. Women are really barging in to this industry.
Well, no. The thing is that women truck drivers, they're focused. Mm. They're totally different from men. They focus. And most female truck drivers, shout out to Robina out there driving that SS truck. Go Robina. And my good lady friend up down there in Indiana, Delana. Those two women, they're out of staters. Indiana and North Carolina.
Zero complaints. Just zero. Oh my God.
You meet good people over the road.
Yeah.
Good people. I'm talking about the really good people.
I think even with long distance driving and being away from your loved one or your significant other, I think the key is really just communicating, how that makes each one feel, and also just finding ways to stay connected. Like, send flowers while you're out on the road. Send a postcard from a town that you're in that's maybe long distance.
Do you understand what a truck is? You might not have nowhere to park to go send off a postcard. You know that, right?
I think that if you wanted to, you would.
No, you won't. No, you
okay.
Won't.
Okay. Well, are you speaking for you or
I'm speaking for general? Your load dictates where you're going.
I think I'm talking pretty much, dealing with someone or being with someone over a time span, with someone. I'm definitely not dating a trucker and, month four, I'm looking for a postcard. No, thank you. I'd rather just, keep connected. You FaceTime. FaceTime makes you feel like the person is near.
Oh, you're looking for a pregnancy test in 4 months. Be like,
well,
search party. She's looking for a search party. He don't laugh.
Well, we see who doesn't communicate. I feel like you get on the road and you just want to turn your music up and enjoy your ride. And that's cool too.
Yeah, that's true.
I think as we get older though, the pursuit of peace is so important to us that I really don't want nobody impeding on my space every day.
Let's hold that thought right there.
Okay.
Remember last week I was trying to tell you,
mm-hmm.
people who are together who have children, 10 out of 20, if they cheat, they cheat because who they with has peace. They don't have to do nothing.
Well, why not leave the person that's not peaceful?
Because
of the children.
Home is good.
Why not communicate? The person isn't peaceful.
It's time.
You don't have time to communicate with your love?
No, baby. Oh. There's a difference when... You have to make a date.
So I feel like you're settling if you can't communicate.
No, baby. What I'm talking about is time, having time together.
Mm-hmm.
You have to set time to be together.
Quality time.
For sure.
So what happens is if you're attractive, most women and men are mostly attractive. Me, I don't discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all she had to do is have a brain and pretty feet, and I'm good.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Well, I don't discriminate.
I do what I do.
She could have a crook neck, she could be lopsided, fat, skinny. As long as she could read, write, spell, and have pretty feet, we good.
Okay, I'm winning.
Okay, I'm good.
So like a fifth grade education.
I'm not R. Kelly. Don't do that.
No, I'm not saying a fifth grader, but like
you like the white toe polish?
No, French medicine. No. French odor. French pedicure.
Oh, you're a French sexy.
That gets me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm glad my toes are orange.
Just want to stick her 2 cents in it. But like I was trying to tell you, it's about quality time. And when you have children, y'all both work, y'all both got to come home. Somebody's got to cook dinner. Somebody's got to go pick up dinner. And you love each other,
mm-hmm.
but when you have somebody that you meet that's attractive and you can get away with them,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have that boundary, I'm not saying you're married. I'm not saying about married couples. I'm just saying people slide away.
You're the reason why I think women don't want to be married, because I don't want my man sliding away.
Well, let me see. The greatest thing about me, my second marriage, mm-hmm. I was more mature.
Okay.
And my wife.
Maybe that was harsh.
She was scared of my wife. See, that's the thing. See, a lot of people don't realize that. My second wife, I was petrified of her.
Why?
Oh, my God. Cassandra just had this calm killness about her. She had God in her life.
Mm-hmm.
She was a God-fearing woman.
Mm-hmm.
First time I ever had that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
She talked different. She acted different. And everything was pray about it. When she was upset with me, She said, don't talk to me right now.
See, that's why relationships teach you. That's so awesome that relationships teach you.
You know, and then, my biggest fear, you know, is her just leaving me. That was my biggest. So I had to be on my best behavior.
That dynamic,
I give myself an A-.
That dynamic is great. When when a man fears you leaving, I feel like it gets it keeps them in
that's
line.
That's the truth.
Because
I was petrified.
You gotta have options.
Man,
you gotta have options. Think about it. If you like her, it's like 10 other people that like her. So why not Why not act right? And vice versa. I think that men use their wallet sometimes to like have the ultimate control over women, and I don't think that that's right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to our next commercial break. Thank you for listening to the Truck Drivers Talking Trash show.
Now back to the conversation. It's Truck Drivers Talking Trash. 203-333-9422.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Truck Drivers Talking Trash show. We are just talking about love and a little politics. My opinion, I think the Supreme Court did their thing. I think that Donald Trump should be on the ballot. He's the front runner for the GOP. Let the people decide who they want for president. You know, I think it's only fair. You know, make people get out here and vote. You know, I'm excited. I want to see what's going to happen come November. I'm looking forward to it. I just hope the Democrats win the Senate. That's what I want. Get out there and vote, people. All across the nation, get out there and vote. And that's important. And so back to you and your little
love session.
Yeah, Lord have mercy.
You know what they say when you put the little on it. Don't be trying to diminish my love session. Because I'm the lady
of love. So basically, we're going to start talking about younger men and older women, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's my real
loving when you loving somebody when it's like between 10 and 20 years between y'all.
That dated a woman, I think 15?
Yeah.
Well, the very first one, she was
37. So she was 80?
No. The very first woman was 37, and I was 17. That was the first oldest woman ever dated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that lasted almost 2 years.
That was nice for you, though, right?
Oh, man, the greatest experience of
my
life.
So she, like, picked you up at the high school and stuff?
Hey, listen, actually, she picked me up with a Big Wheel and bubble gum. You know, so, hey, it was the great experience of my life.
I mean,
shout out to that young lady for giving a young man a shot.
Hey, thank you for taking care of our boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So make a long story short, but I'm attracted to older women. They're so sexy.
I just think, like, me personally, because I look a lot younger than I am, I just think, like, younger men are just naturally attracted
to me. That's
what
happens.
Yeah. And then when you stumble on one that actually got it together, it's kind of scary because you almost go in thinking, like, you're how old? Oh, my God, your mother's going to kill me. Like,
oh, yeah.
I done hit that age where I don't really want to cross those boundaries. But however, I think, like, you know, there's a bigger, it's almost like a greater trust and commitment when you deal with someone young because it's like a power thing. Like, you have a little more power in that relationship and they listen as well as take leadership. I really don't need full leadership, I don't believe, but sometimes my way really does not work. So I'll be looking to be guided.
Well, if he's mature enough, that's the most men. Yeah. This is the truth.
Yeah.
It takes men a long time to mature. It's very rare.
But what about
the culture
barrier, though? Because I feel like American men are coddled and babied. And I know I got three sons,
dominating.
I'm still teaching them how to do things they can learn on YouTube.
Well, first of all, ain't nobody male dominating than an African man. Mm-hmm. Those men are just dominating personality.
They're lovely.
Okay,
lovely.
That's in your case, you know. Me,
listen to me.
That's something that you. That's your journey.
Mm-hmm.
My job here is to tell you. You know, as a man and as your friend.
I'm simply saying from my experience. I never want to group all of them together. I want to say from my experience, from what I experience with African men, they're very loveful, they're very thoughtful and considerate. and
you're talking about me. I'm love. I'm all those things. You know. I'm very considerate.
I'm talking about CMK. I'm not talking about you.
I'm serious. You know. I'm all those things. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't deal with nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't play.
Of course. Okay. Oh yeah, I got some strict non-negotiables.
Yeah.
And one of them is
don't cross that line. Maturity. I don't cross yours. You don't cross mine.
Absolutely.
If you gotta play that, guess what? You shut that door. The same way I came through it, I could walk right through and let the door not hit me with a good Lord split me.
Listen.
And that way you got nothing to worry about. We good.
I'm a woman. We're emotional. And sometimes when I got to stand on those non-negotiables, I be somewhere with some popcorn and ice cream kind of crying a little bit. Like, dang, I liked him. But he did something foolish that is ugh. And once you get an ugh in your throat for a man, it's hard to get it out.
I had a lady friend walk out of my life, and she came back into my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first time, you know, she thought I was going through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't my business, so I didn't have to share it. So she walked out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
A few years later, she walked back in my life.
Block spinning.
You know, and we did better the second time around.
Oh, most certainly. That is okay. Possible. I agree. Sheldon, have you ever dated someone and then, like, you know, it didn't work out and then you came back around?
You want the truth or you want, like, the radio answer?
I want the radio answer.
Of course. You know you're going to give the radio answer. You're on the radio. You just ask your own question. Come on, bro.
Give me the truth.
So for radio, I don't know, like, I think all women are beautiful. I think all women deserve a fair shot and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just go with the flow.
Okay.
That's dope.
Good radio answer. Good radio answer. Because I know you're going through a lot. You know, I know you're going through a lot. You know, listen to me. You know I support you. Whatever I can support you with, I got your back.
I say go to God on it. Go to God on it. Don't trust people.
A very religious man, very spiritual.
Yeah, me too.
You go to church on Saturdays, right, Sheldon?
Yes, we believe in the Sabbath.
You see? And I don't bother on Saturday. That's why I try to catch him on Friday.
I have my own church at home, so I don't really deal with people like that in church.
I was going to my wife's church, New Hope. A shout out to New Hope Baptist Church over there in New Haven, Connecticut. I haven't been there in almost... that's sad. It's been about a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
You going to church this weekend?
No.
A new guy friend of mine, he just asked me, he's like, where do you pray? And I'm like, everywhere. And he's like, you don't pray, you know, at a church? And I'm like, I got a church home. I don't really go as much. And then I told him I have church every day with, you know, by myself. I turn on my couple tunes that I like, my favorites and I reverence. And I live in it. But he asked if I wanted to go to church. He's like, he would be, like, really interested in it. It'd be nice to go. So I might see what that's like.
Yeah. Well, try it. You might like it.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know.
I mean, I love God, so I'm going to like it.
Since I moved out here, in the country, that 40-minute drive every day,
mm-hmm.
I can't do it no more. That's the reason why I moved out here.
Where to?
Up in Marlboro.
Okay.
So Marlboro to New Haven, I can't do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sundays, that's the only day I have off.
Oh, yeah, and you got to watch your football and your sports.
Oh, but it's football season's over. Football season's over. My wife used to get on me too. Don't be Cassandra. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. You know, she dead and gone, and she still every now and then on Sundays when I fall out the bed, that's her kicking me. But all joking aside, it's just the ride, and then you know how busy I am. The show, still driving trucks, and trying to promote everything.
So there's no space for God. It's all
oh,
that.
Man, I pray to God every day. You know, man, I want to be sitting here right now for the Lord.
Do you meditate?
I meditate. Yeah. And first of all, you know what? I talk to Jesus more than both of you. Jesus with me 24/7.
Now he in our prayer closet. Like, come on.
Jesus actually is my co-driver in my truck. I look over to the right. I'd be like, oh, Jesus, what's going on?
Christ is like, Jesus, take the wheel.
talk to Jesus a lot too.
Okay, so
your co-driver's name is Jesus. Every
time, I talk to Jesus every time my son come up in my through my room out of his room. I have to be like, Jesus, don't push him back down those stairs.
No, man. Holy Toledo. But I just think, you know, all joking aside, but yes, that's my time. When I'm in my truck, I haul fuel. That's my time with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because from all the fuels
Hallelujah.
That I, right, that's right. From everything I haul, you know, all it takes is one bad accident. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Keep so you should be giving like a 50% tie, not 10%.
Give up them dollars.
Hold on. The church needs money.
Let me fold this paper into a church plate.
Tonight.
The church needs a new roof.
Hold on, Sheldon. Look at my church plate.
You're brutal tonight.
Yeah. Hold on. Watch it sit up.
Yeah, what do they say? Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and the Lord what is the Lord's.
Know what I'm going to do?
God likes a cheerful giver.
Know what I'm going to do? We're gonna put a tip jar out here on the station on Monday nights, and we're gonna put money in it every Monday night
and bring it to the church.
Yeah, okay. I said okay.
You don't want that smoke.
Listen to me. All joking aside, we're gonna put money in that jar.
Who gonna put the money in?
No,
the cross. Yeah. He's the boss.
Okay, listen to got
me.
It.
We're put money. Perfect. Put a tip jar here for you. Mm-hmm. We're gonna put money in that tip jar. For the next few weeks, this the deal.
Okay.
When that thing is full, no matter who signs us, no matter what goes down, that's you divide that up.
Hey.
It's fair enough.
Sheldon's Tammy, you give can it keep all it. Away.
That's my way of saying thank you.
I thank you as well because let me tell you something, I've been confessing over myself for years, like if they give me a microphone, it is over. It is over, and you better know it.
I believe it.
You better know it. So wait. So when you on the road, like, what do you do to like when you pull over and it's time to take a nap? Like, what do you do to like quiet it all down? What do you do?
Turn off the truck. But the thing, well, I'll keep it real with you. Okay. It all depends. If it's we're not gonna take a break. Just a minute. I got to see this. If it's hot, I'd never turn my truck off. Never. The gotta minute I start, because I burn up. I'm a polar bear. I sweat like a Hebrew slave.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have a AC.
That's why I bring you napkins.
You see that?
I be seeing it. You be like running like Niagara Falls.
Listen, I don't know why I'm so hot.
It's because you get excitement. Might be a little hot flashes too.
You got jokes.
Metaphors.
Thanks for the sound effects. Yeah, thanks for the sound effects.
I started getting them when I turned 50? And no, 27. Don't do that.
55.
And they feel like when a pain pill first hit and it makes your body feel warm and relaxed, like when you end pain. So why are you staring at me like that?
Because I don't want to hear about no
So menopause
flashes.
Feels like Percocet?
listen. If the medicinal ailment fits, it do. It feels like when a pain pill first sets on, it's like warm and like fuzzy, and then it goes away. I had a couple.
You can handle it. My aunt had them. My mother had them, you know.
I don't sweat or nothing like that, though.
A couple of girlfriends would have them. You'd be all right.
Yeah. Next comes the gray hair.
I'm going to try to meditate.
And the hair loss. Yeah.
No, my hair is going to stay black.
First of all, between me and you, Sheldon, she got a young man chasing her down. He's chasing her down.
With a spear like a lion.
That's Humbumble.
Wow.
Yeah, that African young boy chasing her down.
I play fair. I'm going to let you have it.
He's like, Kumbaya. Tammy. Kumbaya. Tammy.
Check this out. I'm going to tell you the sad part about it. Last week, because you wasn't here, I had to take Tammy home. Guess who's waiting for Tammy at her crib?
King Joffy Joe.
Wow. You know what?
He was there with the whole, with Arsenio, you know, Hall too.
Listen.
MacArthur was probably there too.
I'll pray he didn't shoot me with a sleeping dart. I want to get shot in the neck with a sleeping dart.
And just when I was gonna bring dinner next week, y'all gonna be.
We don't want Wendy's that bush meat. You can keep it. We like hamburgers and cheeseburgers in America, like Southern food, collard greens, chicken, ham hocks, chitlins.
First of all, hold on. If you ever get a chance, my cousin Sherwood, shout out to my cousin Sherwood in North Carolina, he made collard greens. I know, he made collard greens and shrimp. Man, he told us something delicious.
Mm. Wait, did he put the shrimp inside?
Yes.
Towards the end, or was it like all soft?
I don't know
soft?
How he cooked it. By
yeah, yeah, he don't know that.
Yeah. I can always call him.
He's the eater. He's not the, he doesn't know the recipe. He's
oh,
the,
no.
He's
yeah,
the,
that's
he's
it.
The
I know the recipe.
Only thing
and
I cook is I like to grill. If it's summertime, put me on the grill. I like it's easy to cook.
I can't wait for the
season
summer to
food.
Eat hot dogs.
It's nothing like preparing the food the night before.
The most horriblest food ever, but I'm going to eat it in the summer. Hot dogs?
Oh, boy, no. Ain't nothing like a Georgia hot. Like,
cold
New
slaw
Haven's
and
the
chili?
Georgia hot capital.
Stop. Let me tell y'all how to eat a hot dog.
Okay, come
in
on.
In a Georgia
talk
hot.
To me.
If you have a hot dog,
mm-hmm.
you have chili, mustard, and coleslaw on top of it.
Coleslaw?
Yes.
Or a glizzy, as the young boys would say.
What about relish?
No, you could do it, but I'm telling you, this is the proper way you eat.
I prefer the salty.
Now, if
relish.
You eat a Georgia hot, you have to have chili, mustard, sauerkraut.
And
that's
a Bible when you use the bathroom.
No, I just have mustard and ketchup on my Georgia hot. I used to go to Sweeney's.
He's still there.
He'd hook me up. That's
shout
my boy,
out to
Sweeney.
Sweeney, man.
Yeah.
Where's
Sweeney's? Sweeney's right on Longwood. Sweeney is the probably one of the
New Haven?
Longest running food trucks in New Haven.
Shout
my,
out to Sweeney.
Yeah, Sweeney.
Sweeney was in the Army, and his sons are in the military, too.
Yeah. His brother married a Korean woman.
He knocked up a lawyer.
Yeah. Now, but all joking aside, Sweeney is
Sweeney's the man.
He's been probably the longest running food truck in New Haven.
What does he sell?
Georgia hots.
And
all that's
stuff.
It.
At one point, they used to have the city on smash. They had like so many trucks and
see,
stuff
I
like that.
No. He had one truck. Mm-hmm. That's on Longwood.
And he had a club at one point.
Then he has the food cart at Yale, but that gentleman passed away. And then he had another one at St. Raphael's, and then that was it. That's all Sweeney did.
The Yale, I think it was his son.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a commercial break right now.
Now back to Truck Drivers Talking Trash. Join the party, 203-333-9422.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Darren Crossman from Truck Drivers Talking Trash.
I'm the lady.
And we have Sheldon. Drink up, young man, drink up. Mm-hmm. You know what we need to do, too? We need to hit the club scene. We need to find a nice, mature club we could hit up. Because we haven't been
a lounge. Anymore. We don't say club anymore, Cross.
Oh, it's a lounge?
Lounge, yes. Bar and lounge.
So you mean to me I could literally have a seat? I'm about to beg or
no.
Wait, stand up
section.
In a corner?
We'll VIP.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
All right.
That's the only way I do.
Oh, no, you know I'm hanging with you then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know all the spots up
and
in
and all
Middletown.
My friends are pretty.
So that's what we're going to do. That's our job. We got to start hitting up these little clubs. Hartford. We do Hartford first.
I like New Haven.
Let's do Hartford first because we're closer to Hartford. We do Hartford first. We do two clubs in Hartford, two clubs in Meriden,
mm-hmm.
two clubs
Meriden?
In
Meriden.
Do they still have night spots in Meriden?
I don't know nothing about Meriden.
Yeah, don't go out in Meriden.
I'll do some research. He just want to go where the mommy's at.
But listen.
You're not going to find any good mommies in Meriden. No offense to Meriden.
Stop. You
come
don't
on,
know.
Sheldon. Don't backpedal
all,
now.
Listen to me. It's spring coming. If this stays, if it be 60 Friday and Saturday, if the weather's warm, you know what we'll do? If the weather's warm, we're going to hit up the clubs.
Because,
you know, we are on the time limit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you driving? You're the Desi?
Of course. Who else is going to be? I'll drive.
Word.
Yeah. I'll drink.
Well, I'm gonna slow down a little bit on drinking.
All right, check this out. So that's what we're gonna do. First, we'll do Hartford, then mm-hmm. we'll do Meriden, then we'll do New Haven.
There's nothing in Meriden.
But brother, we look. If there's nothing, then we'll drive to New Haven again.
I do. You know,
but hold on. We also need to hit up Bridgeport. We're going to have a road trip.
Oh, I would love that.
My son lives in Stanford, so I got to give my son a call. Because him and his lady go out a lot up
Stanford's
in
Stanford. Stanford's nice. I'll go out in Stanford.
Stanford and Norwalk.
Norwalk, I'll go out.
And... I give my son credit. We got to give Junior something. My son moved out of New Haven, went up to Stanford, and lost his mind. Mm-hmm. Him and his lady stay gone. If they're not in Canada, you know, I mean, they always somewhere. They always somewhere. I got to give them up. That's how you live your life as a young person. They have no children. They work. And they go. They go. They went to go see Nas in Canada.
That's pretty dope.
That's what I'm talking about. Enjoy yourself while you're young. Do it now. Because when you get older, you don't know how your body's going to be. Save your money, yes.
Absolutely.
But if you can get away, go get away. Because when I was younger,
or just join the Navy and you can go everywhere.
I may be going away.
That's taking orders.
Yeah, I may be going away.
The Navy's easy.
Man, brother, you keep forgetting boot camp and all that other stuff.
Boot camp's like 2 months. Then you're free. Like running up a storm in Virginia, San Diego.
We got to get cousin Carly on the phone.
He was
in the Navy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to get somewhere. I may be
going away at the end of the month thinking about it. Thinking about jumping on the plane.
Well, go ahead. Just let me know if you're going to be here on Monday or not.
I'll definitely be back on Sunday night. I'll be here on Monday.
Just in case you don't, let me know.
I will sure thing.
Because
that sure
way, that way
know.
I could put somebody over here that could actually beat up.
I'm
verbally.
Due to hop on some wings. I need it. I need a getaway. Gosh. I want to give a little shout out to my oldest, my daughter. She's doing a phenomenal job raising her son while it's hard to raise a child in your parents' home when you move back home to like save money for a house or so forth. But she's doing a great job. I really appreciate
that. That's the move, though.
I'm back in the house.
I know black folks, first thing they say is, I'd be glad when my child get
out. Oh, no, I never said that.
But the thing is, if your child could save a few dollars...
Mm-hmm.
Stack that bread, mm-hmm. and it can help you out at the same time.
Yeah,
so be it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You got an extra driver in the house. You got an extra picker upper in the house.
Extra chef. Because
you know what I'm
saying? I get low sometimes, and I call her up, and she's like, "Oh, you know, the boys already had dinner."
Well, my daughters. Both of my daughters live with me. I'm tell you something. I was spoiled rotten.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to go get a dish. I didn't have to wash her clothes. I didn't have to do nothing.
Literally.
And then check this out. And then my lady did all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. I really felt like a king. Only thing
you
is...
You made enough money to be a king.
Oh, man, please. Man, let my family tell you a whole different story.
You get more bees with honey. I've been nice to some ones with low dollars.
You
be nice to me, I'm going to be nice to you.
All joking aside, but I really appreciate this run. And Sheldon, thank you. Because, man, Sheldon does so much for the show. All our guests. Everybody that's been on the show.
He all right.
Yeah. Sheldon, every guest we have. That's all done by Sheldon. Sheldon, thank you. Hey, let's give a round of applause to Sheldon for that, man. I really appreciate that. You know, doing the late work.
He's just out here doing the Lord's work.
Hey, listen, that's a team player. That's because, you know, I can't be everywhere. So thank you for picking that slack up for me. Thank you.
Listen, when we make these big dollars, I don't want all this cheesy stuff talking.
Man, listen, that's just how I am. I told you, I'm sweet.
I love it.
I'm sweet. I'm a teddy bear.
Man, I'm not giving up broke life. You guys can keep those big dollars. I want to be able to go to Walmart every day.
It's safe there.
Yeah. First of all, ain't that right? You can't lie. That's wrong. You find some good stuff in Walmart,
man. I've been royalty for a long time. I'm going to be royalty.
Especially
right
in the house
Rainbow.
Appliance.
Shout out to Rainbow Shops for making the But I Love You jeans. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for the little lift. You know, keep that thing popping.
Lord, Henry, this will happen when you get young folks. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Check them out.
It's just been a really, what you gonna say, crazy ride.
Mm-hmm. We just starting.
Yeah, that's the sad
here,
part.
Like, but the thing is, show up and show out.
Me and Sheldon met at a gas station. I'm going to tell you how the team came together, because nobody knows the story. I'm going to tell you the listeners.
Let me get my tissues.
Oh, yeah. Me and Sheldon met at a gas station, and we just had a conversation. I had my union vest on, and he asked me what union I was in. I said, out of Bloomfield, Connecticut. He said he's in the union.
Or going into the union.
Yeah, going to
the process. Local 90.
That's right. Mm. Okay, so we got to talking. I said, well, I'm trying to start a podcast. He said, well, if you buy the stuff, I'll hook it up. No charge. I said, for real? I said, bro, I got to give you something if I buy everything. And when he gave me his phone number. Didn't talk for what? About 3 weeks, a month?
Yeah.
Then nothing. I got the phone call from WICC to meet with Adam. I did my job with Adam and Andy. We closed that deal. Then I'll just wait for them to give me the okay. Came in. And I said, Sheldon, I need to find a young lady to play lady.
Yeah, so I went around looking for women, you know, like everywhere I went. You know, like I was looking. I was looking like a pimp. Gas stations, Walmarts,
wow.
Clubs, and all that stuff. Like,
wow. I finally meet Lady.
In the grocery store. Right by the flowers.
I just got off work. Right by the
sunflowers.
Check this out. I just get off work. Sheldon blowing my phone up. Bloop, bloop. I'm talking about just blowing. I'm like, man, what the
hell? Even though
doing?
I don't pick up your calls, I'm just saying.
So I finally answer. I said, what's up, man? I'm just getting out of work. He said, I found Lady. I said, where you at?
Indeed.
We at Price Choppers in on Middletown. I said, give me about 20 minutes to half an hour, I'll be there. I fly out there. I'm flying because, you know, I want to get home. So I go meet her, and no lie, as soon as I heard her talk, I said, she'll be perfect for Lady. As soon as she opened that big mouth of hers, I said, she'll be perfect. And I said, that's my team. I have Sheldon, the fucking technician. I have Tammy, the lady. And then you have me, Cross, the black polar bear. So I have my team together.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Yeah,
we've been rolling tight.
Yeah.
Too bad y'all don't want to hang out with me.
I know I'm the old man.
I know
I'm old. Listen, when you know better, you do better.
Yeah, but y'all can hang out with me.
Of course.
Just have me home by midnight so I can get some sleep.
You're going to turn into a pump?
Girl, I can't hang like I used to. I take cat naps now.
Yeah.
I take cat.
You don't want to hang out. You don't want to drink with us.
Oh, I heard some stories. You forget, I gave Tammy a ride home last week.
Yeah.
Ooh, she told me some stories.
Yeah.
I don't have any stories.
Oh, man.
I'm a
Ladies
saint.
And gentlemen,
I'm
these are
well
R-rated
behaved.
Stories. That's why we can't share them with you. Oh, man, I wish. I got to talk to Adam about getting us a nighttime show. To air out the dirty laundry.
After
ooh,
dark.
Ooh. Yeah. Truck drivers talking trash after dark.
Yeah, don't ever go to New Orleans with me.
So we're working on that too. That's another project we got going on. So it's been a roller coaster. And again, I got so many people I need to thank. So many people. But tonight we just want to sit here and just have a good time tonight.
For sure.
Now this is show 4.
For sure.
We're gonna keep counting them down.
Cuatro.
You know, this is show 4.
Now we got to run it up.
Listen. We
get that award. Like, let's speak it into existence. That radio show award, New York, Act the Fool, limo.
Hey, listen.
I never been in a limo before.
Listen, it's nothing but a big car where you can sit at and you can drink and roll up the window. Okay? It's not all what it cracked up to be. Trust me.
Yeah, I want
to
be in a limo at 420.
420. He ain't got a time. You hear this? He ain't got a time. Yep. You know there's something wrong with that boy.
That's my guy.
Show's a good dude.
We'll let you in.
No, that's cool.
Or you going to let us in?
No. Well, you know me. I like to relax on the weekend. I don't like to do nothing. I don't even like the wind to blow on me. That's my quiet time. That's my peace time. All right. That's my Native American time. That's the time I connect with the spirits.
Wait. Rewind.
Money pull up.
Not, you don't want the wind on you. You don't even want the wind on you. Listen, that's God's way of.
No, no. Just, no. When I get out of that truck, listen to me. When I get out of that truck, I like to get home, get out of my clothes, get my shower, and don't move.
Mm. Do you dry off?
Depends how I feel.
Because if you dry off air dry, the wind got to blow to dry you.
Don't worry. Listen, do you know I'm furry? I'm fur. I have fur. I'm a bear. I'm a bear. I'm a black polar bear. I have fur. Mm-hmm. Water just sucks up.
I'm a dog. They used to call me Shell Dog in the Navy.
Why? Oh.
That was my nickname.
Well, I'm not furry. I can't join y'all on that one.
I'm furry.
Bear. I can't.
I'm proud of it because I stay warm. I'm nice and snuggly.
Yeah. I don't even wear a coat in the winter some days.
Yeah. Then, like today, I couldn't even wear my vest today.
Yeah. Oh, no. Today was beautiful out. Oh, yeah. I was outside.
Once you spend a couple winters in Chicago, like nothing is like cold anymore.
No. There's four states that people have to visit in wintertime. Maine is one.
I love Maine.
Iowa is second. Minnesota is third.
Yeah, I like Minnesota.
Then you have to go to Nebraska because that's flat land. Wyoming, I've never been to Wyoming in the winter. Yeah. But man, when that wind stopped blowing.
Yeah, I've been to like 38 states. I got like 12 more to go.
You got 30? I got 44 underneath my belt.
Nice.
44. Yeah. But that's all driving miles.
Aren't y'all just a little traveler? Yeah. Just traveling everywhere.
Oh, but that's the whole point.
That's the whole point of life. You know?
I travel. I just had a lot of children, so, you know.
I'm going to tell you something. Excuse me. New Mexico. Out of all the states, New Mexico, that just the culture in New Mexico.
You ever been to the Four Corners?
Of New Mexico?
No, where like four different states touch and you could stand in all four at the same time.
No, I never had a chance to do that.
Yeah, Navajo Nation.
Yeah, never had a chance to do that. But New Mexico is just a beautiful state. The culture there, the food, the atmosphere. And it's not an expensive state. It's not
like California.
No, or Canada, yeah. But there's nothing out there, though. There's truly nothing out in New Mexico.
It's beautiful, though.
It's just...
The desert's nice.
It's a desert state. It's Albuquerque, you know. It's just out there. There's really nothing to do. They probably have stuff to do, but not for where I come from.
We should go club out there and turn it up.
Yeah. But that's the problem. And they turn up all the time.
We want to come back. I don't want to be cut up into little pieces.
America's beautiful and safe.
I tell people, you know.
Albuquerque?
Yeah.
New Mexico is
beautiful. New Mexico.
New Mexico, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Mexico, that's another story. I love Mexico, though. TJ. Yeah.
Like I said, I was at the barbershop. Let me tell you about the barbershop. Oh, man, already? All right, okay. I was at the barbershop Saturday with my daughter, like I was saying. And one of my good friends, Fish, he wants to take a trip to Mexico and get on the train, the Jose Cuervo train. You get to drink the whole time. You drink tequila the whole time you're on the train.
Can I
come? Listen, you could come. So what I want to do is I got to find out when he's going to take this trip.
I need a Don Julio train.
Ooh, but you drink the whole... I've never been outside the country. Never been outside the country.
Never.
Never been outside the country.
Never.
Never. Never. The closest I came...
Well, we're going to travel.
You got your passport?
Nah, I got to get one.
The closest I ever came
to getting out this country, I was standing in Buffalo, New York, and I could literally... walk across into Canada.
My 6-year-old's been to four countries.
Nah, bro, I've never been excited about going anywhere.
You gotta go see stuff, man. Like, the world's beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Truck Driver Talking Trash Show.
Isaac?
Listen, we enjoyed you from listening tonight. We'll catch you next Monday night, 7 to 8 p.m. Sheldon.
We love y'all.
Lady Cross. Catch y'all next week. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.